All right, let's go. What are we doing, Bow Wow?
Mad Libs.
Let him go.
You want Giddens to go first?
Turn him loose.
I always go first.
Turn him loose.
It's I don't even know buffet. Why you ask who wants to go first at this point. Just start. Just ask me what.
It's because
ask
I
me a verb listen, or an adjective.
I have a little. You know, I have a little heart today, and every day to let you. I'm a gentleman. I let you go first. Now the buffet.
Why is it always better to go? I don't know. Some of these games, it's better to go last. You're like, I'm giving you the opportunity to go first. It's better to go last.
We're saving the best for last. So you go ahead.
Yeah.
Plural monster.
Oh my God.
Monster.
Plural monster.
Giant squids.
Verb ending in ing.
Rinsing.
A plural noun.
I'm not going to get involved with this one today. Until food comes up.
Let's do sporks.
Past tense verb.
Yelled.
Adjective.
Fancy.
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 Object.
Pure grain alcohol.
Past tense verb.
Chugged.
Color.
Beige.
Famous person.
Hugh Freeze.
He's famous for all the wrong reasons.
You couldn't pick any better than that.
He's famous.
For the wrong reasons. Yeah.
Infamous.
Verb.
Slander.
Body part.
Belly button.
Silly object.
Soccer ball.
No. Hugh Freeze's play calling sheet.
Oh my God. He's on.
It's like two plays, Giddens. Pretty small play calling.
It's a silly object.
Yeah, you ready for your story?
Yeah.
It's called the Monster Dance Party.
All right.
In the middle of the night, all the giant squids decided to throw a party.
There you go.
They were rinsing on sporks and yelled to the beat.
Yeah, that happens at parties.
Yeah.
A fancy mummy offered Giddens a pure grain alcohol, but he chugged it instead.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the most sensible thing these things have had. Giddens chugging a PGA.
The beige werewolves started howling at Hugh Freeze.
Yeah.
Giddens tried to join by slandering, but his belly button got stuck in Hugh Freeze's play calling sheet.
There you go.
That's what happens when you chug pure grain alcohol.
Is that it?
Yeah, it's all for Giddens. All
right,
for
yours, David? I'm ready.
Let's start with an adjective.
An adjective. Squeezed.
That's not an that's a verb. he never gets the adjectives.
I'm just... I knew he was going to get choked. That's why I did that. Adjective. Let's go with horrifying.
A creature.
A creature. Kirby Smart.
A noun.
A noun. A flagpole.
Past tense verb.
Past tense verb.
You can use squeeze now.
Yeah. Go ahead. You squeezed.
Plural noun.
Plural noun. Dumb zebras.
Why are they dumb?
I just ask Jordan Hare fans.
A name.
A name?
Yeah, name.
How about James Franklin? He ought to have plenty of time to think about it.
Object.
Object. How about a object? Bed pole.
Bed pole?
Yeah. Got all the poles.
Yeah.
Verb.
Verb. Hyperventilating.
Or, well, just...
That's a verb.
Well, it, what is the what is
it'll
the tense?
It'll be hyperventilate. Okay. You just said verb.
Okay.
A room or a place?
A room or a place? A jail cell full of Georgia Bulldogs.
They barking at you.
Yep. Ooh. It's a kennel, actually.
Yeah. That's what you call a kennel. Oh, he's having to write all that down.
Verb ending in ing.
Parking.
Adjective.
Adjective. How about gruesome?
Body part.
Earlobe.
Last thing, silly place.
Silly place?
Yeah.
The SEC officials room.
The replay booth?
The replay booth. There you go. Notice we're playing circus music when we're talking about the SEC officials.
We have a theme this week.
Are you ready for this one?
I'm ready, baby.
It's called the Haunted House Adventure.
All right, here we go.
Today, David went to a haunted house and saw a horrifying Kirby Smart hiding under a flagpole.
There you go. Yep. That's where he needs to be.
Was he calling for timeout?
He's clapping at him.
He was clapping.
It squeezed at him.
The flagpole squeezed at him.
No, Kirby Smart.
Okay.
And David screamed like a dumb zebra.
Yeah, that's where we're at. Mm-hmm.
Then a ghost named James Franklin appeared holding a bed pole and said, "You must hyperventilate to survive."
The ghost of Penn State.
The ghost of PSU, baby.
Suddenly, the jail cell full of Georgia Bulldogs started parking, and David tripped over a gruesome broomstick and injured his earlobe.
You're just flip that P over. Just flip it upside down from parking to barking, and you're good
to
go.
There you go. Barking.
Finally, he escaped to the SEC replay booth and promised to never return.
Yeah, they need to never return.
That, you didn't escape. You went to a worse place.
I know. I went from bad to worse.
Yeah.
Well, there's your Mad Libs. What are we doing in the next segment?
Chugging pure grain alcohol.
Yeah, I'd rather set myself on fire and run through a meth lab.